My heart was pounding. Though he was good now, this was my erstwhile nemesis, who had spent his several lives trying to destroy me. Mr. Gently Benevolent, the former most evil, vicious person on the planet.
Hello. I painted my face so I look like a jolly kitten.
So you have.
Because I am good now. Man hug?
No. I find it difficult, you being so unpleasant. Still, you were jolly evil once, weren't you? Remember that time you tried to kill me?
Oh, yes.
And remember that other time you tried to kill me?
Don't remind me.
And don't forget that time you actually did kill Harry. Oh, crazy days. Crazy days.
I sense all is not well, Pippin.
Oh, you know.
Why don't you tell me about it?
It all came pouring out like woeful gravy onto mildly depressed beef. Reichne's cutlery obsession, Harry's quest to understand evil, my lack of material for a new book.
Poor you. Manhug?
Still no.
Unburdening myself to him was a strange sensation, like rubbing treacle into a dolphin or not punching a Frenchman. Yet, afterwards, I felt happier than I had in weeks. I went to see Harry.
Yes?
Fancy a drink?
No time. Trying to understand evil.
How about a scone?
Ooh, always time for a scone. Goodbye.
Yes, now is the time. My experiment is complete.
What?
Nothing.
As I turned away, I noticed something strange in a nearby vase.
These flowers are very poorly arranged, yet were not earlier, and there are crumbs on them.
I dismissed this strange occurrence and went for a walk to contemplate matters. Would I ever write another book? Would my wife ever be debonkered? If chickens taste so delicious, why do they not eat themselves? Lost in thought, I did not notice that darkness had descended, or that a grim mist was closing in, or that things were in general getting a bit sinister.
Who is that, laughing evilly?
I tingled with excitement, for where evil laughter was, surely a best-selling book could not be far behind. Then a grotesque figure lurched from the mist, wearing torn clothing and with strange bulges of flesh in unlikely places. It pounced on me, stole my hat, then whispered a single word from its twisted mouth.
Evil.
And was gone. Though not before smashing me in the face with a bowl of custard. Then pausing to lick the custard off. I sat dazed on the ground and noticed I was surrounded by crumbs. With a shiver of fear, I hurried home.
Harry!
Go away!
I have seen something evil. You can study it and I can write about it.
What?
A mysterious figure stole my hat and covered me in custard.
Really?
Your clothes appear torn.
Yes. I had a fight with a badger. He didn't like my jacket.
And is that a new hat, quite like mine?
No, and nor is this custard.
Where?
Nowhere.
Fancy a drink?
No time.
What about a cream horn?
Oh, always time for a cream horn. Goodbye!
Oh, what have I done?
Harry, are you all right?
Fine. I just spilt some cream from the cream horn on my jacket. The badger will like it even less now. Told you! I'm fighting the badger again! Nothing suspicious is happening in here!
But over the coming weeks, increasingly suspicious things did happen. After every crime, there were only two clues. The sight of the same mysterious, grotesque figure and a residue of crumbs. All was grist to my writing mill, and then the evil struck close to home.
My blackcurrant knives have been stolen. In their place is only crumbs. Where is my decrumbing brush?
Is this it?
That brush is clearly for straightening the hairs on raspberries. Oh, Pip, you must catch this cutlery brigand.
I immediately sought out Harry.
Go away.
I need your help.
Why would I help you, sin-born mortal?
What?